At least 20 people are killed in clashes in Kiev, including several police officers. But the clashes took place between security forces and protesters. The incident occurred after the authorities' deadline to end the protests expired. Meanwhile, opposition leader Vitaly Klitschko has urged protesters to stay on the streets. The Iranian foreign minister says the U.S. recent anti-Iran rhetoric and talk of additional sanctions have caused concern in Iran over Washington's seriousness about reaching a nuclear agreement. Mohammad Javad Zarif also stated that the only way to reach a permanent nuclear agreement is through negotiations. The Palestinian Authority's chief negotiator says if the talks with Israel fail, the Palestinians will seek membership in all UN organizations. Saeb Erekat also ruled out extending the talks with Israel beyond the April deadline. He said the PA will also push for an economic boycott of Israel. In Bahrain, the security forces have fired birdshot and tear gas at people protesting the regime's deadly crackdown. The protesters chanted slogans saying the Saudi-backed regime murders its own people. Scores of people have been killed since Bahrain's popular uprising began in 2011. In Egypt, a militant group has given all tourists until Thursday to leave Egypt or face attacks. An Al-Qaeda-linked group called Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis says it will attack any tourist who stays in Egypt after the deadline. The group has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a tourist bus on Sunday. The Syrian army has made more headway against the militants and regained a full control of several villages near Aleppo. A large number of foreign-backed insurgents were killed in the offensive. Meanwhile, thousands of people in northeast Syria took to the streets to express their support of President Bashar al-Assad. In South Sudan, rebel forces have captured parts of the capital of the oil-producing state of the Upper Nile. The fighting broke out despite a ceasefire signed in January. The army says the rebels have received reinforcement from outside the country. Washington has denied having active talks with the Taliban, although reports say the U.S. will discuss a prisoner swap with the militants. The U.S. is reportedly planning to trade five Taliban imprisoned members in Guantanamo for a captive U.S. soldier for the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan.